This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. A woman in California has been pulled over this week, and the policeman who flipped on his sirens dinged the driver for something unusual. She was wearing Google Glass. It might be a first and a complicated matter for the company. Russell Brandom is with the website The Verge. Hi, Russell.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So, all right, what happened here?
So she was speeding, but there was this sort of alarming other thing. While sometimes you get pulled over for speeding and the cop says, oh, well, you weren't wearing your seatbelt, so I'm going to write you up for that too. In this case, they said, oh, you have this unauthorized monitor in your vehicle, which is another infraction, and that ended up on the ticket.
So all we know right now is that we don't fully know whether Google Glass sort of falls under the laws at hand here. But we do know that this is potentially very problematic.
Yeah. I mean, both Delaware and West Virginia have said this is not welcome on our roads. I mean, the relevant portion for this woman was in California, you can't have a monitor obstructing a view of the driver. And it's kind of unclear until they settle it. It's hard to feel safe driving with the Google Glass on just because you don't know.
So someday we may see a box to be checked on our speeding tickets or moving violation tickets that might reference Google Glass or some other wearable tech, but not yet.
Well, I would also say Google's been lobbying really hard in the state legislature, specifically for an exception for their self-driving cars.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't be surprised if this becomes an issue. They throw a lot of lobbying money into getting Google Glass, at least in California, certified for the road.
Russell Brandom is a reporter for the website The Verge. Russell, thank you, man.
Thanks for having me.
New reporting from the Washington Post says that the National Security Agency has been secretly copying massive amounts of information. This new program, called Muscular, has reportedly been tapping into the fiber optic cables that connect data centers between companies like Yahoo and Google without those companies knowing about it. The impact here is international because Yahoo or whichever service you use for email and other stuff backs up your data all over the world often with the help of utility companies that maintain fiber optic cables, and the NSA may have been tapping into those international cable links. Independent researcher Ashkan Soltani helped break the story.
Even if Google has leased fiber or purchased and manages, you know, their own dark fiber, it's likely that it traverses some global exchange or global landing point at some point, and the government can compel these companies either actively or, you know, unilaterally. They might find a way to tap in and install equipment.
Security researcher Ashkan Soltani. Google, for the record, says the company is not aware of the NSA program, and NSA head General Keith Alexander has denied using such backdoors.